In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Are you following the program of Follow Me, or you lose track? You know, we started like 1 month ago a program called Follow Me, group of lectures, how to follow Christ in being an evangelist or in being a savior for the world. فاكرين حكاية خطوات اتبعني؟ Let's put them again and revise. The first step in order to follow Christ is to forget yourself. You have to remind these steps. To remember these steps and remind yourself to forget yourself. We said that the first step in order to follow our Lord is just to deny yourself, to forget yourself, not to put yourself always before your eyes. Just forget your pride, your desires, your interests, and you focus only on Christ. That's the second step, is to focus on the mission. You are just focusing on whatever God's will. The third step is find the will of God. And this is not only, you know, as the over vision of your life, but also in the details, what to do with this one, what to do this day, how to make this service. So, you know, finding the will of God all through your way and all through your service. The fourth step is to fill your heart, and this is the one we will discuss tonight. The fifth is farm the land. Farm the land, being an evangelist, is like being a farmer. You are putting the seed and you are watering the seed and you are following up the plants and you are gaining the fruits. This is the function of a farmer or an evangelist. The sixth point is to favor laboring, that you prefer to be in pain, to labor, and you do not like to relax. If you like to relax, you will never be a good evangelist and you can never follow Christ. Actually, following Christ means always that you need to favor labor. The next step is to fish fishermen. As you had seen before, that one of the major targets in each country is to develop a team of local servants. That's what we called fishing fishermen. That you are fishing servants for the future, local servants. This is one of your main tasks for any evangelist. Then you fasten your belt. Fasten your belt, اللي هي تعبير الكتاب لتكن أحقاءكم ومنطقة. Fasten your belt means that you should learn how to control yourself, because you will face many temptations, you will suffer some kind of loneliness at a time, you will face problems with people, with servants, but you have to fasten your belt to be strong and to be ready for this spiritual fight, to spend some hours praying and crying out for God to help you. So this is an important step. The last step is to fight back, that you need to fight all negative ideas, all false teachings, all problems of your people you are serving, so you are not only caring for your salvation, but you care for the salvation of your people, so you are fighting for them. فالتسعة F دول عاوزين نتعلمهم من ربنا يسوع. كلهم focusing على ربنا نفسه. ربنا يسوع طبعا كل التسعة دول ينطبقوا عليه. Our Lord Christ, He forgot Himself. He was always focusing on His mission. He always do the will of God. His heart is always full of grace. He was always farming the land. He favored laboring and He never rest. He was fishing fishermen, and he was always fastening his belt. And the last point is he was fighting for our salvation. Our title for tonight is to fill your heart. By filling the heart means simply that to be a good servant, a good evangelist, simply is to be a spiritual man. If you are spiritual, whatever the gifts you have, whatever the talents you have, you will succeed in your mission, because simply your heart is full of the Spirit. If you are not spiritual, if your heart is empty, whatever your talents or gifts, you can never do the will of God. So simply filling, charging our hearts is the main issue, the main point in building up the whole story of evangelism. Because you are the key one, the key person in any country as an evangelist. If you are really filled with the Spirit, you can help others to be filled with the Spirit. I'll take it from one of the common examples written in the Bible, which is the living water. You know, there are many examples, as we said before, for the Holy Spirit. One of the most common examples is the living water. And you always know that being a saint like being a tree planted by the waters. And you can see this, you know, in Jeremiah, Armia 17, يقول إيه؟ عاوزكم تركزوا في النص ده, please. Say the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert. Shrub ده اللي هي زي نباتات كده ايه, شوكية طلع في الصحراء, شيطاني كده, مالهاش قيمة, بيولعوا بيها النار, ده اللي بيتكل على الناس. And shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited. ده بقى الشكل الوحش اللي عايش متكل على الناس وبيدور على الناس وقلبه في الناس وحياته من الناس. العكس بقى, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river. هي دي الحتة اللي عايز أركز عليه. يعني إيه شجرة مغروسة؟ يعني الروتس غويطة وعارفة تسحب المية all the time. And will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. So this strong plant, this strong tree, because it has long roots, strong roots, can take the water all the year round. So there is no problem even if the weather is hot and there is no raining, still the plant is strong. Nor will cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart, test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. As a partridge that broods. Partridge ده نوع من الطيور الصحراوية بتعمل حركة غريبة جدا, تسرق البيض من عش تاني وتنام عليه وتقول البيض ده بتاعي. واخدين بالكم؟ حركات بقى, حركات عصافير, احنا بنعمل حركات زي كده. فبيقول ايه, حجلة تحت ما لم تبض. فهمتوا الفكرة؟ زي واحد واخد كرامة مش حقه. فده المنظر اللي هو ايه, الخادم اللي هو يقول لك خدت كورس الكرازة ومش عارف بعرف لي كلمتين انجليزي. يا عم مش هي كده الحكاية, مش كده؟ انت عندك روتس ولا ما عندكش, بتسحب مية ولا ما بتسحبش, لكن حجلة تحضن ما لم تبط. That proves but does not hatch, so is he who gets riches but not by right. Gets riches but not by right. It will leave him in the midst of his days. هيتفضح, يعني هيجي له وقت مش هيطول. And at his end he will be a fool. يبقى بيكلم عن اوعى تاخد شكل وما تاخدش جوهر, مش عاوزين كده خالص. هنشوف how to fill your heart. First of all, the problem of filling the heart. This is the major problem in our spiritual life. that for us as servants, usually we are engaged in many activities, and usually we fail to fill our hearts with the Spirit. We are always busy making activities and programs and following up the service, but we do not have enough time to pray, to have quiet time, to enjoy repentance, to enjoy the liturgy. We do not enjoy reading the Bible, so we are not getting enough water. So whatever you look like, still يعني هتبقى أي منظر في الآخر لو ما عملناش كده. So it was written, cursed is the man who trusts in man, makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. المشكلة أن قلبه مش مع ربنا. عن الرب يحيط قلبه، يعني مركز في الناس ومركز في النشاط ومركز في رأي الناس فيه ومركز في منظره ومركز في هيعمل إيه، وعن الرب يحيط قلبه. So this is a real problem, and we all face this problem because we do not focus enough on filling our hearts with the Spirit. One of the major problems that we depend upon people when we travel everywhere, if you are not depending on God, you can never see His hand. But when you pray good and you depend upon His hand, you can touch His hand. You can see clearly how God planning for your service and covering all the needs. But when you depend upon any man, usually you fail to touch his hand and your service is dry, is not blessed. Again, another problem of being filled with the Spirit is if you are scared from people. Sometimes when we travel, we are afraid of facing people. We are not ready to speak out loudly the word of God. So being afraid of people still, this means that the roots are not deep enough. You do not take enough living water in order to speak the word of God. Another symptom of this problem is when you have an extra concern about people. You care much for what they say. You care very much for how you look before their eyes. Actually, this is a major problem, and you do not care enough to get the blessing from God and your heart to be filled with the Spirit. So the end result is to be like what he said here, like a shrub in the desert. يعني نبات صحيح بس نبات ناشف شوكي لا قيمة له، لا ثمر ولا جمال ولا منظر. Shall not see when good comes. You will not enjoy the fruits like others. You cannot see the fruits of your service if you are not rooted enough, if you are not getting enough nourishment from the land. So this case of spiritual emptiness is a real problem. I can tell you, I could see many servants who are very energetic and sometimes very talented, but actually they are empty. They're يعني بيسموه الأواني يعني empty. They do not have enough water inside their heart. They do not have the Spirit. So they are making, you know, problem, they are making dawsha, but they are not making the will of God, and they are not giving fruits. So this will end in spiritual poverty, and you will be fruitless, and you will end up with a deserted land. أرض مهجورة يعني إيه؟ أنت تبقى متضايق ومحدش بيستفيد منك والخدمة واقفة وملهاش طعم والحكاية مسخة وإيه اللي خلاني أسافر البلاد دي؟ كل ده ممكن يحصل لو إيه؟ لو أنت مش بتتغذى كويس. On the other side, if you focus on this filling of this with the Spirit, you know, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. So depending on God. And depending on God, you know, means that you pray most of the time. And you always refer to Him. God, please give me some word to speak. God, please tell me what to do. God, please guide me this way in today. God, please, how can I solve this problem? So you are always in a state of prayer. By doing this, you are depending on Him. And you know, all trust in His Word. You trust His Word. So you cannot skip one day without the Word of God. You need to read the Bible. You need to study, to eat the Word of God. And also, you know, you are focusing on pleasing God. You are not pleasing men. You are pleasing Him. You want to tell Him, are you happy with me, God? Am I doing your will? In this case, you will be like the planted tree. And you know, it was written, spreads out its roots by the river, will not fear when heat comes. Even if some hard time comes, you are not afraid. You do not fear this kind of troubles and hard time, because you are dead sure that He is there, He is beside you, He is blessing all steps, He will give you peace, wisdom, joy, love, so you do not fear. Its leaf will be green. People can see the virtues in your life. People can see the beauty of Christ in you. These are the greenish leaves. And will not be anxious in the year of drought. يعني لو جت سنة قحط كده ومشاكل ولا بعض تفضل عندك سلام. ليه؟ أصلك مليان شبعان. فشبعان ما يهمكش. حاصل مشاكل عادي. الناس مش عارف ايه وماله. بس ربنا معايا. ربنا جوايا. Nor will cease from yielding fruit. Still, even if the problems are heavy and the things are not getting its right way, still you are fruitful. So you are gaining people, you are loving everyone around, you are preaching the word of God, you are succeeding in making the service steady, although the troubles are many. You know, the same idea, we are praying with daily in the first psalm in Salat Bekr. As you all remember, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Go keda shway shway. Like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season. يعني فكرة الشجر المغروسة ده احنا كل يوم بنقولها. كأننا بنفكر نفسنا. اسحب مية الصبح شد. اتغذى. صلي كويس. اشبع بكلام ربنا. اتملي قبل ما تنزل. اطلع ما يهمكش بعد كده يحصل يعني. هتقابل لما تقابل مين ما يهمكش. خلاص ما انت مليان. فكأننا كل يوم بنقول المعنى ده. And I gave you some exercise to do. When you drink water, any sip of water, you just pray, please God, fill my heart with your spirit. سهلة الصلوة دي. قولها بالعربي. مش لازم بالإنجليش. املاني يا رب بروحك. كل مرة تشرب مي. سنتفتكر حكاية المية والزرعة. You know, in the book of James, يعقوب بيتسمى في العهد الجديد جيمس, في العهد القديم جيكوب. سما تتلخبطوش. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word. بصوا نفس المعنى. Receive with meekness the implanted word. يعني نفس الكلمة تغرسك وتتغرس فيك وتعمل منك غرس حلو. بس لما تكون بتاخد الكلام كده ايه وتاكله وتشبع بيه وتنشغل بيه والآيات كده شغلاك ومفرحاك وملياك وتعيد وتزيد وتحفظ وتقول. Receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. Again, in another psalm, those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. يبقى تاني فكرة احنا we are implanted in His house. احنا مغروسين. يا ترى كل واحد مغروس قد ايه؟ في واحد زعزوعة كده. مرة المسيح التريق على الزعزيع فاكرين؟ لما قال لهم ايه ماذا خرجتم لتنظروا أقصبة تحركها الريح، يعني في شوية ناس عزيعة كده، كلام فارغ. دول كانوا المعلمين اللي في زمن المسيح، لكن لما اتكلم عن يوحنا قال لهم أنبي أقول لكم أعظم من نبي. فاحنا عاوزين نبقى كده تقال شوية. Spreads out its roots. يعني I think this is the key word in this passage. Spreads out its roots. يعني واحد بيسحب بجدره، مركز في الصلاة ومركز في التوبة ومركز في الشبع بربنا. So the deepness in prayer and contemplation, these are the main root of your strength. The toil in service and giving, when you give all the efforts in serving people and in giving everything, this will be rooted and you will be rooted in the house of God. And also being humble, having the humility in your heart, you will be a good disciple and you will learn a lot. يتقال ايه بقى في وعد جميل قوي، انا بعيد وزيد بس عشان اثبت الفكره. لما يقول هنا ايه لا ترى اذا جاء الحر، يعني ما تخافش عليه من الحر. ايه معناها كده؟ ما تشوفوش لما يجي الحر، يعني مش هيحصل له حاجه لما يجي الحر. الشخص ده تيجي عليه ايام صعبه. By the way I can you know see many of your friends who are living nowadays in the countries and I can see the hot time or the hard time they face, and if they are filled with the spirit they can face it easily. يعني اخواتكم بيعدي عليهم وقت صعب فعلا، اللي عايشين في البلاد ومفيش حواليهم ناس سهله وبيعدوا على مشاكل صعبه، بس لان هم بيصلوا كويس واغلبهم قانونهم الروح جديد ومركزين قوي في ربنا فقلبهم جامد فبيعدوا الايام الصعبه. ما تخافش عليهم الحر. As said by the Lord, these things I have spoken to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So look to this, in me you may have peace. Just in me, only in me. يعني لما تلزق فيا وابقى جواك قوي هتلاقي السلام ايا كانت الظروف اللي حواليك. Again, written by Saint Paul, in all these things we are more than conquerors. We are more than winners. يعني احنا مش بس بنغلب، ده احنا اكتر من كلمة نغلب كمان. Yeah. يعني الظروف الصعبة دي هنغلبها، ده مش بس نغلبها، ده احنا نغلبها ونغلب ابوها. يعني اقصد ايه more than، يعني نطلع بنتائج unexpected. Through him who loved us. Saint Paul said again, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then I am strong. How? By filling my heart with the Spirit. I am weak in myself, but with the power of the Holy Spirit I am strong. So just be filled with the Spirit. This is the key of all problem solving. آخر جزء في النص ده ليه قال بقى the heart is deceitful؟ ليه دخلنا على الحتة دي؟ ما عاد يقول لنا كلام حلو، ما تبقاش شجرة تعبانة، خليك شجرة كويسة، خلي الروتس عميقة عشان لو جت أيام حر الروتس الحلوة دي هتخليك أخضر ومزرع وإيه والفروتس طلعوا. وبعدين فجأة بيقول لنا حاسب لحسن القلب يخدع. ايه علاقة القلب بالموضوع؟ معناه sometimes people servants may think that I'm fine, I'm okay, my heart is full of love and I'm ready to preach, I'm ready to speak the word of God, I can solve problems, I can do this and that. If you feel so, please don't go. يعني لو هتحس بكده اعمل معروف ما تروحش في حتة، اقعد في بيتكم. لانه if you feel so actually your heart is deceiving you. This is the main problem. Those who believe that they are powerful enough or their hearts are full of the Spirit are deceiving themselves. Because the honest people will always feel hungry, thirsty. They will always feel that they need more and more. So I'll show you one of these servants who deceived himself. This bishop said once, because you say I'm rich, have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind and naked. Ya nahari atazi. Sabab kull da li عشان شايف نفسه غلط قلبه خدعه. فأرجوكم خلينا دايما مش مخدوعين في نفسنا. احنا جعانين, احنا على قدنا قوي, احنا مبتدئين جدا, احنا مش قد خالص الشغلة دي, احنا صغيرين, احنا هنقابل الشيطان نسلم عليه شيك هاند كل يوم, فاحنا مش محدش يفتكر الموضوع بسيط. لكن برضو الموضوع بسيط. ليه؟ لو بتجري على ابوك ولو مليان بالروح القدس خلاص موضوع بسيط. عشان كده one of the major steps in following Christ is to focus on be filled with the Spirit. Fill your heart. Charge your heart. زي ما بتشحن الموبايل اشحن قلبك. ما تشحنش كويس تبقى ايه, هتضيع الخدمة وهتضيع نفسك كمان ممكن. Again, it was written in Isaiah chapter 5, Oh, to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Those who believe in themselves as being wise, they are deceiving themselves. Again, it was written by the word of our Lord Christ, those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil. It's again the same idea. Fill your heart. They did not take oil with them. This means that their hearts were empty, although their image were fine. المنظر حال من جوه فاضي, طلعوا out, طلعوا foolish, مش عاوزين نبقى foolish, يعملوا معروف. Also it was written that our Lord always searched the heart. So our Lord Christ, do not focus on our faces. What's your name? How old are you? What's the level of your language? How many classes you attended? مش عارف كل ده كلام فاضي. Actually ربنا بيبص على حاجة واحدة بس, على جوه على طول. Is your heart is full of my spirit? Go. Blessed. فاهمين الفكرة؟ إذا هو فاحص القلوب ليه؟ أنت لسه بتكره؟ طب هتخدم إزاي؟ أنت لسه الشهوات شغلاك؟ طب وبعدين؟ أنت كسلان في صلاتك؟ طب أنت مش قد الشغلة دي؟ يقول I the Lord search the heart, I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. So testing the mind. كلمة خوف مش كده؟ يعني ربنا فاتح دماغنا كده وبيتفرج على اللي بنفكر فيه. فضايح. All the day round testing the mind. بتفكر في ايه؟ مركز في ايه؟ ده اللي هيخلينا نشوف قلبك في ايه. ما هو المايند والهارت دول موصلين على بعض. فتستنج ذا مايند اند سيرشنج ذا هارت مين ذات اف يور هارت از فول اوف جاد اند يور مايند از اولويز ان كرايست, يو ار ريلي مان اوف جاد اند يو ار ذا بيست وان تو بريتش هيز وورد اند يو ويل بي فروتفول ان وات ايفر يو دو. Again, it was written by St. Paul, with me it's a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by a human court. يعني مفرقش معايا الناس تقول لي انت كويس ولا انت وحش, ولا رأي في نفسي ولا رأي حد فيه. هما ليه اللي يفرق معاك؟ In fact, I do not even judge myself, for I know nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this, but he who judges me is the Lord. الرجل ده فظيع مع نفسه, بيقول انا لما بفحص نفسي ساعات ما بلاقيش حاجه وحش, بس ستيل انا مش بريء. ليه؟ انا خايف منه, هو اللي هيفحصني وعلى كلامه. طب هطلع بريء ولا مش هطلع؟ شوفوا النقاوه. هو الجادج, هو اللي هيجي يقول لي الحته دي وحشه سايبها ليه, الفكره دي بطاله سايبها ليه. انا ساعات ما لاقيش حاجه وحشه من كتر النقاوه, يعني مخه في ربنا وفي الخدمه على طول. لكن بيقول still I'm not justified. اوعى تفتكروا ان انا بقول كده عشان اقول ان انا كويس, لا انا مش كويس. لأنه هو اللي هيحكم عليه. لو الواحد بيفكر كده هيبقى always happy filling his heart. In another psalm we pray saying, search me O God and know my heart, search my heart. Try me and know my anxieties or my thoughts, by the way. See if there is any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. يعني نظف يا رب، لو لقيت اي حاجة غلط سل، وادخل القلب والعقل وشيل اول باول. This is the way to fill our heart. اقول لكم حركة عملتها امبارح في المؤتمر وانا بتسلى ساعات. كان عندي كوباية قهوة في الأوضة، وبعدين كنت مشغول قوي فسبتها وفتحت عليها الحنفية عاوز اغسل يعني. بعدين قعدت افكر دي هتاخد ربع ساعة عشان سرسوب المية اللي نازل، ما انا ما حاولتش انظف، فاهمين؟ انا منزل المية على شوية القهوة اللي جوه، فلقيت ان انا لازم ادعك عشان اخلص. احنا ساعات نعمل كده، بنسيب الصلاة على كوباية مش نظيفة، يعني مش عاوزين نرمي شوية الزبالة والافكار وندعك وبعدين نتملي. هو ده الشغل المظبوط يعني، ده الغسيل المظبوط. احنا بنقول ادينا بنصلي، طب والحاجات الوحشه دي ما اترمتش، والافكار الوحشه دي والمشغوليات البطاله دي، ما الحكايه مش نظيف، ما انت هتاخد كتير كده وبعدين مش هتنضف كويس برضه، بالذات لما تكون اتركنت شويتين. نختم بقى بالتشبيه المخيف اللي قاله دي، حجلة تحضن ما لم تبض. انا مش عارف الحجلة دي شكلها ايه، يا جوز اللي رسمينها دي. A partridge that broods but does not hatch. So is he who gets riches. يعني ممكن تاخد كرامة على فكرة، ممكن الناس تحبك، ممكن في تسهيل، انما حاسب لو قلبك مش مليان تبقى تمثيلية برضو، وتبقى زي الطير اللي قاعد على بيض مش بتاعه. طب ايه النتيجة بعد شوية؟ It will leave him in the midst of his day. يعني مش هتطول، كرامة دي ما تقعدش على طول. And at his end he will be a fool. So this hatches, fruits are not yours. ممكن الناس تستفيد مش لانك كويس، لان ربنا عينه فيهم وشايفهم حلوين مجتهدين، مش لانك انت بتقول كلام كويس ولا لانك مصلي كويس. ممكن يجي لك كرامة بس مش حقك، خلي بالك، ممكن طبعا. Beware of becoming a fool at the end. Take care. لانه if you are not filling your heart regularly, if you are not focusing on your interior, if you do not believe that your power is related mainly and only, not mainly, to the Holy Spirit power, you will be full at the end. Things will be clear before everyone that you are not the real man of God. فحسبه لتكون الخدمة، ممكن تمشي وفي الآخر نطلع احنا خسرانين. لإلهنا كل مجد وكرم. Any comments or questions in Arabic or English؟ ها قول يا باشمهندس عادل. كلام بيوجع يعني؟ بس مهندس عادل بيقول كده مش ما ينفعش نخدم. طيب لا ينفع، ينفع لو انا فاهم الفكرة صح. بمعنى ايه؟ يعني better not to start any day before getting our meal of prayer and Bible study. Simple. Better all through the day to cry out, please guide me, please help me, please show me your will. So ما نقدرش نقول انه مستحيل، لا بالعكس، احنا الموضوع بسيط. طول ما انت بتنادي، طول ما انت مادد ايديك، طول ما انت بتحاول هتتملي. ربنا خيره كتير قوي على فكرة، المية مش صعبة، ربنا فتح الحنفية على الاخر بس اللي يحط الازازة بتاعته. فهي مش صعبة لان ربنا بيشتغل بالضعفة، بس الواحد يطلب، اطلبوا تجدوا، اسألوا تأخذوا، قرعوا يفتح لكم. ايه تاني؟ questions or comments؟ اسألنا. What to do if you feel bored, if you feel not happy praying, if you cannot get the message from the Bible, if you do not feel the previous feeling of loving God. تعمل ايه لما تحس ان انت مطفي كده والحكاية ملهاش طعم، الصلاة ملهاش طعم، زهقان، ملان؟ ده سؤال سهل، مش سهل اقصد، ما حقيقي. مونيكا تقولي حاجة. I may change my way in prayer or just pray the prayers I like more. شريف. I should push myself in praying. ايه كمان؟ ايوه سام. If there are others serving with me, we may pray together in order to push each other. ممكن we can encourage each other by praying together sometimes. ها تفضل شيء. Yeah, sometimes I should check myself whether I'm giving the best time to God or I'm choosing the last minutes of the day for Him. Or also I should check my heart, because some of the sins or all sins will put the fire off. So if there is some kind of hatredness or judging others or anger emotions, this will, you know, put the fire off. So I should repent. يعني ممكن تبقى خطية دخلت وبعدين بقول مش عارف أصلي ليه. طب ما هي واضحة، ما هي الخطية مش مخليك عارف تشبع. طبعا فاكرين التشبيه اللي قلته لكم لما يكون واحد ايه حاطط الإزازة؟ كنا زمان أصلا نعمل كده في الجنينة وبتاع، ونفتح الحنفية ونملى، وبعدين حد ينادي عليا أعمل كده وأنا لسه عامل إزي كده، بس طبعا المية نازلة بره، فاهمين ازاي؟ السرحان ده عشان ارد عليه واركز معاه، اتاري انا خلاص المية نازلة بس في الهواء كلها. ها في حاجة تانية تتعمل؟ ايوة تفضلي سمر. اكيد ينفع. كله ينفع، بس هنحطها بطريقة سمر. We should continue praying anyway even if we complain ourselves. If you are saying, please, I do not enjoy prayer anymore, just help me to pray. فممكن أشكي نفسي أو أطلب نعمة الصلاة، صح؟ أي يا شريف. ها؟ Sometimes I can kindle my heart. Kindle يعني يولع أو يشعل أو my fire. By reading some of the stories of the saints or the evangelists or seeing some of the Christian movies, this may push my heart forward. Saddali, Amani. أنا كمان بفترض أن بعضكم في المشن، أنا مش بتكلم بس وانتوا هنا، هنا يبقى يعني ملكوش حق كمان، لأن هنا تجري على أب اعترافك، وهنا عندك قداس كل يوم، وهنا يعني عندك اجتماع يصحيك، فيبقى مالكش حق. أنا كمان بفترض لو المشكلة دي وانت لوحدك أو انت في ميشن والدنيا حواليك very dry. ماري. Yeah. Sometimes when we recall the good memories, the good minutes in prayers or in quiet time or some of the beloved verses in the Bible, sometimes this may put the fire on. حد عنده رأي تاني؟ تفضلي. Sometimes, but let's put it this way. Sometimes, when I'm serving with my heart somebody by dishonest love, my heart is getting better. ساعات لما صلي عشان حد أو اشترك في مشكلة حد قوي بقلبي، ساعات ده يرجع الحرارة شوي. لكن برضو أنا بحذر إن أنا لو نسيت نفسي في الخدمة قوي ممكن أطفي خالص.